What's up, guys? I am back, and somebody actually sent me a haiku about COVID-19 since our last episode, and I thought it was pretty good. For those of you that don't know what a haiku is, it's just a poem with three lines where the first and third line have five syllables, and the second line has seven. There you go. You learn something new every day. It says, "Hey, what day is it? I've forgotten because coronavirus." All right, and with that, let's get right into today's topic, foreign COVID catchers.
From the exotic small town of Western Idaho, this is the Corona Cast. Here is your host, J-Ray the Bear.
All right, previously on the CoronaCast, we talked about the rising of the coronavirus, and we also covered the ways in which you can defend yourself from the pandemic, like using vodka, eating garlic, doing cocaine, and drinking cow urine, just to name a few. But seriously, don't do that. If you happen to miss out on the last episode, be sure to check it out. It's pretty dang good. But anyway, today we are talking about the poor countries that got infected next, like Thailand, Korea, Japan, and everybody else in Asia. So without further ado, let's look at the numbers. So the very first case was reported on November 17th, back in 2019, in Wuhan, China. Then, within a month and a half, China reported to the WHO about the outbreak. The virus was now on the move, and it was going in every direction. A month from there, the virus had hit three more countries: Japan, South Korea, and Thailand. This is where it got interesting. Each country, within a month, was able to contract 100 cases. So if you do the math, it's probably about 3-ish people per day. But from there, Japan was going to do a lot better than South Korea. According to university studies in Brookings, this was mostly because Japan was very good at enforcing social distancing laws, as well as targeting clusters of victims within the country earlier in the outbreak. Not to mention that they're an island too, so they're kind of secluded from everybody else. As well as Japan and South Korea, the country of Singapore was also infected. Not only this, but a cruise ship just outside of Japan was also chock full of COVID carriers, and there were about probably 3,600 people quarantined inside that boat. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but being locked in my own quarters for who knows how long, it's just not my kind of cruise. Now, if only I had a PlayStation in there, now that would be something. Sorry, Xbox fans. Anyway, back in Wuhan, Chinese authorities closed off railways, airports, and they also prevented people from leaving the city. It's only yet, I think, till the U.S. does that, but I'm still checking my watch, looking for the time when they do that. From that point on, though, there are at least 17 people that have died worldwide from the coronavirus, and it was just going to get worse. A specific person on the trip to Wuhan was actually on his way back home, and oh my gosh, we're out of time. Oh crap, sorry to stop there, guys. If y'all want to know what's going to happen, you're just going to have to wait for my next cast. Thank you all for tuning in to this episode of the CoronaCast. If you're enjoying this series, go tell your friends to come on and join us. Until then, be safe, don't die, and enjoy quarantine. J-Ray out.